Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
That's, yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah. This,
yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have our real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a, you know, Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be. You can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media, consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. ExpressVPN.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
I can tell you that I'm not good at math, even though my dad is. I can tell you that your mom's tits are fake. Totally fake. I know the best place to look for a prom dress is at the Salvation Army. How can I know that and not know who I am?
They trained her to be the very best version of herself that she could be.
You're U.S. government property. You're a malfunctioning $30 million weapon. You're a goddamn walking catastrophe.
Why couldn't you just tell me I look pretty?
Now, Sacramento's top agent.
You think I look like I'm from Sacramento?
You are from Sacramento. You have to remember.
He's about to become their number one target.
Where is she?
She's sitting right next to me in the passenger seat.
Check again.
Oh, shit.
From Greta Gerwig, the director of Little Women, Extraction.
I'll give you $10,000 to drive me to law school.
She's headed to the East Coast. I need agents wherever culture is, like New York or Connecticut or New Hampshire.
Comes the next chapter of the Lady Bird saga.
I want Lady Bird in a body bag by sundown.
We need kill teams sweeping every highway shoulder in the Tri-State area. We do not stop. We do not sleep until we find our people.
Hi, Mom and Dad. It's me.
Run the trace.
Dad, this is more for Mom. I wanted to tell you, if I ever feel someone behind me, there is no measure of how fast and how hard I will bring this fight to your doorstep.
Ma'am, she's in the building.
Get some sleep, Mom. You look tired.
Lady Bird 7. But the L is a gun, and the gun turns upside down and looks like a 7. Jumping out of a car into theaters and Hulu this summer.
Nice try, child locks.
You forgot one thing, Mom.
What's that?
I'm not a child anymore.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. This is the story of four teens searching for their lost dad in a world forever changed after that one time their grandparents unleashed an eldritch god. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the rad anime-loving teen of the group. I rearrange my room and I feel like I'm a morning radio DJ right here.
You look. That's exactly what you look like.
Like I got a screen up front.
Hey, it's KD&D.
Coming at you live.
I feel like a guest.
First time in Freddie's house, I feel like a guest.
First time.
I feel welcome.
So I wrote out my rad fact for Teen to
Swift. Okay, wow. That's my move?
Is that
you guys are supposed to flounder around and grope for one at the last minute.
Teacher's pet over here, just get over with.
I just want to try it once, okay?
Okay.
Well, if it makes you feel good, mine's fine.
Yeah. And I just thought of mine barely.
Okay, now. Taylor's rad fact is that Taylor is popular. But popular doesn't mean you really have friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Taylor looks around him and he sees admirers. And he knows that he transcends the boundaries set by click circles. But that also means that as a popular kid, you don't have a click. It's lonely at the top for Taylor. See, his best friend moved away when he was in grade school. And since then, he never really had friends to like that same level. Like everyone's cool with him, but that's as far as it goes. So that's why Taylor is so ride or die for Link, for normal, for scary. It's because that fate itself has given him these three friends that he's close with for the first time. And it's fate that has designated these people as his sidekicks, because there is not a single anime hero that acts solo. There's always supporting characters, and these people are all of his supports. And that's why Taylor is going back for what's your name again? also, I just want you to know that at the beginning of this, Lincoln. I said that Taylor thinks that as a popular kid, you don't have a clique. Yeah. That's not true.
That's not
popular
true.
Popular kids are very popular because they have a lot of friends. So they have other popular kids they can be friends with, which just adds more mystique to what does it mean when Taylor says he's popular.
Daddy Master, can I have a rule? Can I have a ruling? Can I use my teen fact to say that he's not popular?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
I allow it.
Why you can't do
this? Teen fact is that Taylor is not popular at school.
You can't. No.
Okay. I don't want to waste it
on
that.
Teach the controversy.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, a schooled at home soccer kid who's the protective paladin of the group. And a little fact about Lincoln, just a cool rad fact. So there is one game that he enjoys besides soccer.
Yes.
He plays it with Grant. Him and Grant are not allowed to play it with Marco anymore because they both get too intense and they hurt Marco's feelings last time they played with their neighbor. And that game is Bridge. They play him and Grant are the duo. They are incredible. And they both turn into demons and trash talking maniacs when they play Bridge. And Marco always plays.
Such an old lady.
Yeah, but Marco
Link
always plays
such
with
an
their
old
next
lady.
Marco always teams up with the old lady next door, Mrs. Thompson. And they just absolutely Mrs. Thompson. Thompson, but Mrs. Thompson's into it. So like when Marco goes out of town because he's a contractor, he'll sometimes, you know, go on trips to, you know, whatever, like a house he's building or like he's on a work trip. That's when they play, and then Mrs. Thompson brings
a
friend over.
I'll go on a trip to a house I'm building.
Welcome to fabulous house I'm building.
I live here now until it's done. That's how contractors work. Oh, I hope my dad finishes the house soon. I haven't seen him in 2 months.
I hope he gets back home from house. He's been there for so long.
Yeah,
I feel like they would have like a cool duo nickname.
Well, it's very much Bridge. If you haven't played Bridge, it's all about essentially, if you play Bridge, you're probably also good at least having a poker face.
Like it's all about spies. Like,
it's all about like subtle communication with like ticks and like body language and
codes. You kind of have to be drift compatible.
Yes.
In point of fact, I'm surprised they didn't have a Bridge team as one of the duos that pilots the Jaeger in Pacific Rim. That would have been good. That would have been a good one.
That'd been a key scene.
Hello, everyone. My name is Will Campos. Hello. I play normally Oak, the mixed up mascot kid who doesn't know who he is anymore.
Oh, no. That's great.
Fun fact about Normal this week is that Normal is a very responsible young lad. He does all his laundry. From a young age, he's learned to do his laundry. Unfortunately, the Oak Garcia Swallows household has one of those, like, you know, those all-in-one washer dryers.
Yeah,
yes.
You put all your, it does it all. He doesn't realize that he's just been pressing dry. So for years, he's just been getting his clothes warm.
Like baked.
Oh, no.
Really bakes the flavor in.
Yeah, so yeah. So honestly, everyone just thinks he's smelly, but he's not. He showers and cleans himself. His clothes are very smelly because he has not been washing them the right
fabrics, way. A scented fabric softener in a dryer is pretty much the college way of doing laundry. That totally works.
Yeah, you know, his mom is just like, I don't know why we keep running out of little linen sheets for the fabric thing so often, but yeah.
And have so much detergent.
I don't know why my boy smells so bad. It must be.
And I'm not going to talk to him about it.
So wait, does he pour the detergent in there?
No, he just thinks you press the, he's like, it's all in one. So he just presses the biggest button, which is the dry button. And then that's what happens. And he's like, oh the clothes
design,
are nice and warm
That's
afterwards.
A design flaw. The biggest button is the dry button, I just have to say. Should also just call it the most in one.
Hi, I'm Beth May. And I play Scary Marlowe, a goth punk seeker of darkness who is not like the other warlocks. Fun fact about Scary this week is that she drinks coffee and she drinks it black.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right.
Whoa.
No sweetener, no anything,
None?
No creamer. But when people aren't looking, she sneaks some sugar in there.
Dang.
That's pretty cool. Just sugar?
Just sugar. Okay. It's got to still look black.
How much sugar?
Yeah, how much
a
sugar
lot.
Was that? Okay. There okay. we go.
Handfuls. I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your daddy master.
Hey, Dad.
And you all played the Yakuza games?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not going to work so well for a podcast, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to stand up and then somebody just insult me.
Okay.
Okay, so he's wearing a dress shirt that's kind of nice with sweatpants, so I don't know where this is going
happening?
To be, but he's unbuttoning the shirt.
Hey, Anthony, you suck. What?
Oh,
what?
My goodness.
Wait, what?
He's got a back tattoo and it's bitching as hell. What happened?
Insane. What the fuck?
Wow.
We got full back
the
tattoo?
Full back?
I want to keep
on your first time?
A fucking full ass back tattoo.
What?
I'm never insulting this man again ever.
Wait. Is that just a big temporary tattoo?
No, it's real.
No, it's real.
I mean, a temp tattoo is real. It's just temporary.
I guess mine's temporary in the fact that, like, I'll die eventually, but no.
It's like,
what is it?
Paint a picture for our listening audience at home.
So it is a Yakuza-style back tattoo. It is not complete or colored in yet, and the lower third is missing. But it's the first three cats I have instead of like a dragon or a fucking samurai or something cool. It's just my three cats, like, hanging out, but in Yakuza style. And it wasn't supposed to be like this. I went in, and the plan was
Anthony,
like,
that's a lot for not to be.
I
what
know.
You
can I read you his tweet? This is why we all knew.
Also, I'm changing the fact that Anthony Birch is the most popular kid at school because he's a fucking cool
yes,
back
fucking
tattoo.
Badass tattoo.
This is a story about me being mentally not as great as I thought I was. So I went in and was like, I finally found the thing that I want to do, which is a big Yakuza style tattoo of my cats because like I love my cats so much, but I don't like pain. So what if you could like design a tattoo for me that was like a three-part thing? We'll just do one part that stands on its own. And if I can handle the pain, we'll finish the rest of it. And he went, absolutely. And then a couple weeks went by and then he forgot that part and went, cool, I finished the tattoo. And he showed me the design and A, I didn't like it that much. And B, it was so big. It was my whole back.
No.
And I in my head, I went, this is the moment. This is where you can decide to stand up for yourself and occupy the smallest amount of space a human being possibly can in the world and say, actually, we talked about it being small, or actually, I would like it if you change certain elements of the design. No. And I thought about that very hard for about 45 seconds. And I said, that looks perfect. Let's do it.
What? And then, this is the biggest, if not no worries, I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah, it's, yeah. And so I laid on my stomach for 3 hours as he did the most painful thing I have ever experienced in my life, including getting my butthole and ding-dong waxed. The entire time being like, it would be cool if I was an adult. It would be cool if I was like capable of asking for like, if I go to a restaurant and somebody just hands me a plate of shit, I'll go, that's vegan, baby. And then not complain or send it back. Apparently.
Have you grown to like it?
No.
What?
It hurt a lot. I mean, no, it looks good. Yeah, I just got it. I literally just got it today.
I think it looks killer.
It looks like, badass.
It's not done yet. I'm sure it'll look good, but I have to go back and like get more stuff done. But all my friends who have tattoos were like, no, it's cool. Like, at a certain point, it hurts so much you get adrenaline or you get endorphins or any of this kind of stuff.
I've never bought that.
Didn't
that's
happen
bullshit.
To me. Turns out, at least not on your back, because your back is close to your spine, so you get nerves. And so I could feel the needle vibrating against my fucking bones in my back. Felt like somebody with a box cutter attached to a fucking vibrating wand, just dragging it across my back. Man.
I think in support of Anthony, we should all get back tattoos of his cats.
We should get back tattoos of Anthony.
Anthony.
Don't do that.
We were just talking about getting a back tattoo.
Yes.
No, but it's like,
when I was there, I said like, oh, like a full back tattoo or whatever. And some guy in the other room.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And some guy in the other room was like, ooh, that's the right move. And I was like, cool. That must be because it's a good for beginners thing.
What?
And then as it was happening, the tattoo artist was like, you're handling this pretty well. This is like one of the most painful places you can possibly get tattooed.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, cool. That's good to know.
I want you to know that I see you and that I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
So
I'm blown away right now.
Like, tattoos come and go. Being awkward to somebody is forever.
Uh-huh.
So when we last left the group, Normal and Scary had just gone to drama class and seen that Terry Jr. was actually the teacher, but also Taylor was speeding back to the FBI headquarters to rescue Lincoln. To rescue Lincoln from the clutches of the evil FBI guys who, unbeknownst to him, had already sort of agreed that they were just going to let him go. So I figure we can start with that scene first, if you like, because I imagine you'll get back to your friends relatively quickly.
So I stop along the side of the road before entering the main parking lot and do a roll outside the driver's seat into the bushes. And I pull out my binoculars and I scan my surroundings.
Where'd you get the binoculars from?
They were in the glasses compartment of the car.
Good one.
Nice. Those are small binoculars.
They're little opera glasses.
Yeah. Okay. So you see.
Oh, there's an opera fan.
Yeah, it's for somebody who's going to an opera.
Huge opera fan. Yeah, there's a.
My God, they're doing an aria right now. You're at Aria 51.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'll be available on the Frasier podcast later today.
You see the front doors to the sort of hangar that encompasses the FBI headquarters that you just recently exited. And Lincoln is being walked out by the main FBI agent that you saw, who might be a trap. He has his hand on Link's shoulder and he's sort of pushing him ahead. What does Link look like? Does he look comfortable? Does he look scared?
I mean, this is like right after.
Right.
I think he's being really catty. He's like, look at everybody. He's like, hey, those shoes look terrible on you. Hey, man, I don't like the way your face looks. He's just being really honest.
He's still on the truth.
Yeah, he's just being really honest.
He still can't not tell the truth.
Yeah, you probably work here because it's the best job you could get. I can tell you, you have a dumb face. You don't look very intelligent.
And FBI agent behind you is like, don't worry. He's on the stuff like I am. I actually like all of you a lot more. Some of you more than you I do not like at all. And he goes, somebody drive the kid back to Two Wants In. Whoever does it, I'll give you $20. I'm lying. I'm not going to give you $20.
I'm just going to walk home. I don't trust any of you.
You'll die.
What?
We're like 3 hours from your home.
Oh.
It's a schlep.
I look outside. What am I looking at when I look outside?
It's a lethal schlep.
I thought this was just like in a city.
No. You're like in the desert.
Yeah, we peed on plants last time.
You peed on plants.
I mean,
yes.
There's tumbleweeds. That was 3 hours away. Okay.
No. Yeah, no. I mean, they drove away a little bit. But yeah, no, you're basically in the middle of what you think to be a California desert. It's dry. The big black dot in the sky is still there. So in terms of time, you know, no easy way to tell. There's not really a noon sunset thing anymore. It's just a big sky.
I didn't realize it's just a black dot now. Yeah. That's so unsettling. That's great.
Red sky. And it's a little bit hot. So he goes, you know what? I'll drive you home here.
No, that's good. Just give me like an Uber or something.
You want me to
summon an Uber to the secret installation in the desert that's 3 hours away. Do you realize how much that'll cost?
No, but like, it's not going to be that secret. If I come home, I'm going to tell everybody where it is. I'm going to be able to keep track of everything.
Okay, well, then I guess I have to kill you.
Well, don't kill me. Just put a thing
how
on
much
me.
Am I hearing of this from where I
is
am?
Is he close?
Roll perception, see how well you can read lips.
Can I roll perception to see if I see him?
That'd be a four, baby.
I got an eight.
Okay, well, Taylor, you think he's saying, what's that thing people say when they're extras? And
watermelon?
Watermelon. Yeah, you think he's saying watermelon over and over. And Lincoln, you're too busy trying to figure out how to get out of this.
What's the FBI's agent's name again?
You never asked.
Oh, hey, no, I'm not sorry I didn't ask your name. I don't care about your name, but I'm kind of curious. What's your name?
My name is Agent Schmegan.
That's a dumb name.
Usually we have a column here that says, hey, what's your name? So we can thank you for the name. Under what is your name, it also says Schmegan.
Thanks, Schmegan.
So thank you, Schmegan, for use of your name, Schmegan.
Thank you, Schmegan.
Hey, can I get that packet of just like all the information on hell and all the information that we talked about, right? It would be nice to have like an item that I could say we open to find information on everything we just talked about.
You want me to give you classified document? You're the dumbest child I've ever met in my entire
life.
You said
you want me to fight in hell. I said
I wanted you to bring your stupid friend around so I could get into hell and all that shit.
All right, so no manual, no nothing. Just everything you told me is all I'm going to have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, you use your resources. You're a kid. You're smart.
Use your resources.
Be fucking intelligent.
This is why you guys
seconds.
Are way out here in this shitty property.
You're all here too. You want to stay here?
Nothing to show for all your work so far, buddy. No, what? Just take me home. And we're not talking in the car.
All right, fine. We'll talk in the car.
No, we're not talking in the car.
No, we will talk in the car.
No, we're going
to listen
to
music. You're going to love me by the end of it. It's really important to me that people like me.
Do you need somebody to talk to?
Yes.
Oh.
All right. In the car.
Okay, we can talk.
All right, we're
in
the car now.
They're moving him to another location. This is bad.
All right, so they just start driving back to Lincoln's house. Do you just like follow them?
I think I'm going to try and tail them according to how my aggressive one-man tail defensive driving manuals explain
how to do it. Which is like
what,
just telling the self-driving car to follow the other one?
Yeah, I go, follow that car at a safe and reasonable distance, alternating between leading and following.
Except you're the only two cars out on the desert.
Listen, Matt, I didn't write the manuals, okay? These are trained CIA operatives who have spent their careers fighting in the Cold War, the Second Cold War, and the Third Cold War.
The warmer war.
Roll stealth.
Shouldn't, like, the institution of the CIA roll stealth?
So you roll badly, is what
you're talking. 5 plus 3, 8.
Okay, cool. So after about 5 minutes of driving, as Agent Schmegan is getting into how you and his kid would probably actually get along pretty well.
Have I been made?
Yes.
I'm going to pit maneuver the other car.
Jesus Christ.
What's this kid's name, by the way?
His son's name is, and thank you to Totax Wilder for this name, also an amazing name on its own, Brad B. Plunk Schmegan.
Plunk?
Just call him Brad.
Can I roll perception to see if I notice?
Yeah, go ahead. Just get higher than an 8.
It's an 11. Plus 1, 12. I think it's really cool that you think we would be friends, but rather than thinking about who your son could be friends with, have you ever talked to him about the friends he has now?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Oh, why not?
Because they're 12 really mean soccer kids.
Wait, we're getting followed.
Yeah, your dumb friend's following us. Oh, great, he's still around.
Wait, what?
I thought he was gone.
Pim Who's following us?
Pim Maneuver.
I Lady Bird.
As I pit maneuver them.
Okay. All right. So Taylor, roll. Find something to roll for a pit maneuver.
Animal handling?
No, animal handling. We all agree that cars are animals. And then
that's our birds.
Lincoln, go ahead and roll athletics or acrobatics to roll out without getting hurt.
Oh no.
I found three. We say our rolls at the same time. Ready? One, two.
Six. Five. Cool. So
well, that was a two-man podcast now.
Oh, no. I'm trying to think of how to do this with the job. I'm killing you both. Okay.
Well, I'll be fine. You'll be fine.
So you try to pit maneuver him. As Link opens the front passenger seat door and leaps out, Agent Schmegan turns and goes, okay, that's fine. I don't care about you. I'm after the other one, so that's cool. And you dive out of the car, and then Taylor attempts to pit maneuver the car, but veers a little bit too early. He like goes wide and prepares to sort of go into the back tube, you know.
Taylor would know that a real pit maneuver is not a hard hit, it's a gentle nudge.
Not in this moment. He's so nervous because
you
rolled
five,
a six.
You rolled bad.
You rolled a five, you fucked up.
He remembers it though, just for posterity.
Yeah, okay, great.
Taylor's like, wait, I shouldn't.
So you veer to the side, you overshoot, and now directly in front of you in your path is Link, who just jumped out of the car.
Wow!
Can I roll like a dexterity save to avoid
the
car now?
A dexterity save to avoid hitting my friend Link?
Both of you do it, yeah.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Natural 19. 20.
Whoa!
All right, so you get to determine what happens. What happens?
Jackie Chan run up the hood and jump in the sunroof.
I've clearly road burned my entire like leg and body. But when I stand up, I do that thing where like I look around as if like hoping nobody saw me trip. Like I go like, oh, and I just kind of look around.
So what happens is when you jump out, you rebound off of the concrete hard. But that rebound just happens to line up with the front of my bumper, which also is hitting a pothole, which then bounces you up and into the seat next to me.
Okay, so I'm just there now.
Yes.
Okay.
Real Bollywood action movie kind of movie.
Yeah, love that.
It's like a one in a trillion chance thing that we will be talking about for the rest of our lives.
So you see in the SUV in front of you, Agent Schmegen pulls off his sunglasses and goes, my God, they're good. What are you going to do now? He's ahead of you in his car. He's going to try to probably jam on his brakes to stop you.
I thought he said he didn't care. Oh, but he probably cares
about. He wants Taylor.
Hey, dude, we got.
You're welcome, buddy.
Taylor, thanks for coming back and save me, man. Hey, he's gonna come back and get you. We gotta get out of here.
Say less, bro.
Oh,
I feel like I would anticipate. If you're in front, there's only one move you can do, which is slam on your brakes. So I'm ready and waiting and anticipating this, so that the moment he does, I can swerve around him.
All right, let's both roll dexterity. I got a 13.
I got 19 plus 120.
Ooh, wow, nice. So you're dead right. You managed to veer out of the way. You get ahead of him. You're also in an FBI SUV, I guess.
They're in the pussy wagon, aren't they?
Oh, you're in the pussy wagon. Right.
Yeah. I mean, but with the opera gear.
Link, yes.
Dig around back. See if there's any opera. See if there's any opera-related things that we could use.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a perception, anything you like, to see if there's anything in this opera fan pussy wagon.
Kill Bill is an opera.
I got 16, 12 plus 4.
Okay, so with a 16, you find a big Viking lady hornet helmet that seems to be made of pretty sturdy material. You find a bunch of musical sheets, a bunch of programs for different plays that have happened, and a bodice. Nothing that you can use but the spiky thing.
Link, are you ready to kill this motherfucker?
No, absolutely not, but I'm ready.
Oh, he's after me, and so we gotta take him out.
Okay, well, let's just drive fast in here. I'm gonna start throwing stuff out. What's the side of the road? Is like just desert?
There's a road, there's a ditch, and then beyond that is just a lot of shrub brush, cacti, slime, normal stuff.
I'm gonna make
no one's gonna comment on the slime. That's no. All the
slime. Wait, slime?
I didn't say that. Don't worry about it.
Wait,
yeah, what do you need? What do you need to know?
Now I do want to know. Do we like know what the slime is in this world?
Yeah, it's just the thing that is in the desert.
Is it like? Is it, okay.
When you go to the desert, there's slime. When you go to certain houses, they're like radioactive. When you go to the forest, there's no tree.
Is it slippery like oil? Is it sticky?
It's a little bit sticky. It's like boogers.
Okay. Like sticky enough that like a car would like have a hard time going through it.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. I don't know how it's gonna help us, but
oh, I gotta move. I'm gonna signal right.
Ooh.
With my blinker.
I do the roll hand deception. Signal like when you're on a bike to also signal right.
Yeah, yeah. It's a dual signal.
Hey, buddy, we're going left. Oh shit.
Well, now he doesn't know what to think.
Perfectly deceiving. A plus 2, 10.
You could just see him shake his head like I've followed plenty of
he's
fucking
not taking the
perks
bait,
smarter
Link.
Than you.
Hey, I got an idea, man. Just stop the car.
What?
I don't know. Just stop the car. We're not going to outrun him.
But you said that he's trying to take me in.
Yeah, I know, but just stop the car. And then when he gets out of the car to come talk to us, we'll just drive again. We'll just keep doing that until we get back to the city.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea. All right. So I signal right and I pull over to the shoulder.
And we just sit there.
All right. So he sits there. And he keeps the engine idling.
Oh, Link, I got it. I'm going to pull into reverse and slam into his engine with the back of my car, which is fine. I have nothing in the back of the car that I need. I can just fuck up his engine.
Okay. He rolled his window down. He's got to get out with his gun out. And as the door opens, you reverse back into him. So he's going to roll dexterity to see if he can move out of the way. He got a 6. So the words pussy wagon approach him at great speed and slam themselves into his grill. Go ahead and just roll a straight d20 just for luck to see how much damage you do to his engine.
Oh, God.
2. Dink. You take a headlight out.
And then I floor it.
Okay. He's going to shoot at your car. He's going to try to aim for the tires.
I'm very much hoping this becomes the entire episode.
Oh, God. Okay, he got a 6. So basically he hits the U and the O on the words pussy wagon. His aim is terrible, and you manage to get enough distance from him that by the time he's back in and pursuing you, he's pretty far back.
Hey, he knows where you're going. Do you have a phone?
No, I don't have a phone.
Is there on? Fucking hell.
Do I have a phone? I was in the FBI.
No, I don't have a Well, I got thrown away.
Wait, I got to check something. Wait, I think hey, Taylor, okay, you've always been a good friend. Oh, okay, cool. I can lie again. Okay, let's hey, just pull over again.
I don't know this.
Just pull over. He's only got so many bullets. Just pull over. See if it
works
again.
That's true. How many bullets do you use? I counted the bullets. How many bullets does he have?
Are you fucking kidding me?
How many bullets does he have left, Anthony?
Well, he's got a... All right, he's got a Glock. How many bullets does a Glock
17. 15, usually, if you're...
Look, yeah. Just trust
15.
Just
so he's got 13 bullets left.
Just trust me, Taylor. Just
okay,
roll
okay.
Over.
All right. I'm trusting on this one. Okay. I'm a signal...
Roger, he said I can lie again?
I'm a signal right, and then pull over onto the shoulder.
Okay. And you do go right. And he's like, oh, wow. I don't know what to make of that. All right, so once again, he stops behind you. And he gets out of his car.
Just do the same thing again.
So he stays in. I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna make him do a wisdom saving throw.
This is the best car chase I've ever seen in my life.
He rolled a 16. So with his wisdom saving throw, instead of getting out of the car, he's gonna roll down his window and point his gun out of the window and go get out of the car.
Okay, I'm gonna roll down the window. Hey, Schmeggen, right?
Agent Schmeggen to you.
Hey, sorry, Agent Schmeggen. Hey, man, we've had some good buying times, and I'm just a scared kid. You know I can't lie to you. And, like, look, man.
I love fucking. I know we can both lie now. I love it when I put my penis into my wife and I come. It's my favorite thing. We're both liars man, now, Link, and I know that, and you know
man,
that.
But I think, like, I'm a kid, and I took more of it. I got, like, a smaller...
Yeah, the metabolism's different.
That means, if anything, that it would wear off of you quicker, wouldn't
right,
it?
Well,
because you have a faster metabolism.
All right, asshole, if you want us, though, just come and arrest us. We're right here.
Yeah, come and get us,
no,
Dan.
Get out of the car or I'll start shooting.
Okay, go ahead, shoot. Good luck getting through all this metal.
Roll intimidation.
Good luck getting it through all this metal, you say, out the open window.
I mean, like, he's not on the side of us.
Oh, my God.
I only got a 10.
You got a 10?
Yeah.
All right, he's going to roll to see if he's intimidated by you saying, good luck getting through all this metal.
It's intimidating.
Got a 7.
Oh, wow.
He goes, it's a good point. Our SUVs are armored, but...
Look, the only thing that's happening
is... But the tires aren't.
Lincoln, let me just try this again. Oh. I'm going to slam into reverse and try and do the exact same.
All right, he's going to start shooting before you do because he's ready for this
screaming.
Time.
I'm screaming. You'll never take Taylor. You'll never take my friend.
I'm going to roll again.
Duck your head. Duck your head, Link. Duck
right,
your
I'm
head.
Ducking.
He got a 2. So he just hits the U again somehow on Pussy Wagon. He's like, what the fuck? And he fires.
How many bullets?
I'm going to roll a D10 to see how many bullets he fires.
Don't worry, I've got this.
He fires 3 times, and all 3 of them hit the exact same spot on the U.
Oh my God, Taylor, we're going to die.
I rolled a 4.
Okay, and when you break the other headlight, and then he's gonna keep firing.
What time does it turn dark? One sun out.
He gets a natural 1 when he tries to fire at you this time.
Oh, that's a jam. That's a jam in the gun.
That's a jam.
That's a jam. The gun blows up in his own hand.
That's not how Glocks work.
It could.
It definitely jams completely, and he tries to clear the chamber. At that point, he just gets irritated, and he just tosses it away, and he hits the gas on his car and starts like. Revving up against
your
butt.
That's just going to fuck his engine up more.
Yeah. You're so close, it's not actually doing a whole lot.
Okay, so is he going to chase again?
Well, you're not moving, so it's up to you what you want to do.
Want him to let go of the brake and let him just start pushing us.
Yeah.
And then he goes, God damn it, this fucking doesn't... Oh, fuck. And then he goes...
Thanks for the ride, asshole. You're going to run out of gas before us now. We're not even using any.
Yeah.
Just keep pushing us.
Yeah, you're burning more gas than we are.
So behind you, you hear honk, 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 and it's just him slamming his fucking head against the steering wheel over and over again. He goes, like, you know what? I can find you again later. I'll find you again later when there are other people. Fuck this. Fuck. I'm going. Bye. What? Have fun. Go.
All right. Yeah, man. Hey, we're going to defeat hell for you, asshole. And Taylor's going to help. So leave us alone.
Yeah, you better. Fucking you. Taylor, hey, just so you know, you're from hell. Your fucking dad's from hell. You suck. You both suck. And he pulls it into reverse because you should hang out with my son, though. My son's really nice. He just goes, don't tell anybody about this as he drives away.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know what the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other two subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. And before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation doesn't even exist. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. I'm really upset about this.
I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
This is a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. It's a personal...
Dig them up, I don't care.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And they'll even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies. rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog.
The crystals
change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gatto, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot of piss stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense.
On brand. Who's the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. I want to advertise Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty.
So yeah,
all cats deserve pretty litter.
Pretty litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Daddies.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
The plumbing's true. Out. If your toilet's broken.
Yeah.
Play on.
This isn't the 1950s.
No,
whatever
can
you
judge
want to
you.
Do in your own home. Whatever you want to do in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey's reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter. Yeah,
yeah. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, wait, dude, what's your son's email?
He's gone.
Oh.
You'll never know. I'm going to pull over into a gas station and walk
his
in.
His email.
And I'm going to come in and be like, hey, sorry, can I use your phone?
We have a payphone in the back.
But we need money, so can we have money for the payphone? We're kids.
Oh, here, no, I got it. I dial 911.
911 emergency, what's your emergency?
Yes, hi, I was aggressively tailgated by a vehicle heading southbound on I-63, and they had no headlights, and they said, fuck cops.
I take the phone. They were shooting at us, and his name is Agent Schmegan, and they work for the FBI, but not the FBI.
All right, go ahead and roll persuasion.
8.
Dispatch says,
one moment, please.
And then you hear a click, and then you hear Agent Schmegan's voice going,
are you fucking kidding me?
God damn it, it goes all the way to the
shop. You're a fucking nerd. I know where you live. I'm just going to show up at your house later. You fucking suck. You guys suck at this. I suck at this too, but go fuck yourself. Okay. Go back to school. Jesus. Fuck. I don't even want you anymore.
All right, well, we'll check in if we defeat hell.
We're just going to I'll tell you what it's going to be. We're just going to wait for you to fuck up and get into a bunch of danger, and your dad's going to come save you again, and then we're going to capture him again. That's all that's going to happen. So if you don't see me again, just know that I'm watching you through a sniper scope all the
hopefully,
time.
Hopefully you don't get fucking owned by two kids like last time.
Fuck, I'll have more people around. I'll have more people next time. Fuck you. you. Fuck.
Hang up, Taylor. It's cool if you hang up before he finishes.
I'm hang up really hard. Hello? Fuck.
Why don't you like steal something? I've never stolen anything before. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just feeling like
I'm feeling like lawless, right?
This is like,
oh, we should
what
steal
does
some
anything
booze.
Mean at this point? I don't,
yeah, nothing matters. Let's steal some cigarettes and booze.
Oh, I just wanted this like Laffy Taffy. Boy.
Oh, we can start with Laffy Taffy. That's cool. Here's what I'll do. I'll distract him, and then you make out with as many Laffy Taffys as you can figure. Okay.
I take a Laffy Taffy,
and I'm gonna go up to the front and be like, "That phone didn't work. Where's your bathroom? I got poop."
Okay, you roll deception, Taylor, and then you roll sleight of hand, Link.
D&D Beyond is like going out of its way to fuck me tonight. 4 + 2 = 6.
Okay.
Oh, +3, so that's a 17.
17. Nice. So I guess he's not distracted by Taylor telling him about having to pee, but he is looking at you and still somehow doesn't notice that you steal a Laffy Taffy.
That's how smooth he is.
That's how fucking smooth you are.
You probably
are.
Like drop it to your foot and have such foot dexterity.
Wait, if that scene in Now You See Me where they're hiding the Ace of Spades, that card sequence, but it's with the Laffy Taffy,
oh,
Anthony.
Oh, man.
All right, so the guy narrows his eyes and goes, why don't you get out of here?
Yeah, we will.
Good.
Yeah.
Later, Chode.
Oh, Link, it's definitely going to hell now.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get any Laffy Taffy?
Yeah, man. Here, I think you should. You should eat it. I don't think I should eat this.
All right. Hey, Link, why don't lobsters share? Because they're shellfish.
Oh my, is that on the Laffy Taffy?
That's what they write on the inside.
Is that the
of
only
these
one that's on there?
Oh, no, there's
Do
another
have
one.
More?
Yeah, there's a bunch.
I should have got more. That's a good joke. How many are there on there?
It's one per Laffy Taffy.
Oh,
and
so
you
we need
stole
another
exactly
Laffy Taffy
one.
To get a joke? That's even... It feels like it's just a good joke with a candy on the side, if you ask me.
Shellfish. That's a man's great.
So with the
can we
worst
go Sonics?
Oh my God.
No.
No.
So we with the worst now I know the power that Freddy has.
So with the worst high scene ever, following the worst chase scene ever, we are going to transition back to the drama class at Teen High.
Going on at 10 o'clock at night, I guess.
Yeah.
Question. Is Terry always the teacher, or is he subbing?
He's subbing, because remember, after prom, or after the winter ball, or whatever it was, a lot of the teachers quit because it was so fucked up and scary, and they've had to hire new people, and Terry Jr. seems to be...
Or is he?
...the sub.
Wait, is Terry a hologram?
Hey, are you a hologram? Are you just a sub?
Why don't you give your stepdad a hug, and you'd find out.
Just give him a hug. Figure out just give me a real. Hug. Do you want me to hug him instead? I'll hug him.
Yeah, you
I'll
hug him.
I don't want a hug from that kid.
I give him
free
a big
dad.
Hug.
Free hugs for dad.
That kid's warm and smells bad.
Ew. I mean, like, ew, not ew normal, because, like, ew.
Okay, that hurt my feelings, but okay.
That's I don't
okay.
care about you your feelings.
And I hug him.
So, yeah, your arms go straight through him. It's just like the other dads you've seen thus far. He is on the other side, projecting himself to you. At that moment... Timeline-wise, can we swing it that Normal and Link show up?
Oh,
or
like
Taylor and Link show up?
The timelines reconcile?
Yeah, and boy, oh boy, you had such a crazy day, but you got back to school.
Guys, let's get out of here. Let's go to, like, Sonics or, like, the
headquarters. We get a text message from the
payphone. Let's at least go to, like, Daddy's headquarters where we can, like, get away from this loser.
Can we give
it? And when I say loser, I'm talking about you. Maybe you're a sub, but it doesn't seem like you can step up.
You're right, of course, obviously. Yes, I am both a sub, and I am not really doing a good job of being your stepdad. But that's
finally,
okay.
Somebody said it.
Because there's a lot of things you don't know about me. There's a lot of things I don't know about you. That's why we're not close. But that's okay. That's part of the point. That's actually one of the founding principles of drama is people say acting is about truth, but acting actually is something that we all do, and it's very important. It's not about truth. It's about hiding truth in a lot of respects. You know, there's the truth, and then there's what we show to the world. For example, scary here, the truth of you is that you are a very kind, very warm, very optimistic person, but the version of you that you choose to show to the world,
this
to everybody,
is acting right now. You, is what, this. You're, this bullshit that you're mm-hmm.
yes,
doing.
Yes, exactly. Yes. This, I'm loving this performance for you. This is great.
It's
is everybody
not a
seeing
performance. This is
everybody,
how I
Everybody look
really
at what Scary's
am.
Doing. Look at the way that she's using her body to pretend that she's very closed off, that she doesn't like anybody. Her clothing.
Guys, let's get out of here.
You'll remember that she hasn't been around for 6 months with that kind of clothing. It's very recent because she hates me, and that's okay. There are things about me that she doesn't know. I have a very big secret that she will never know, and that's what I'm going to talk to all of you about. There are secrets. There are many secrets that we all have. Oh, I see Lincoln and Taylor have
I was never
us.
Here.
No, it's okay.
You guys are alive?
Yeah, you guys are still at school.
Oh, my God.
You guys are still at
yeah,
school.
Yeah, we're still at school. Oh, my God. I run up and hug both of them.
Hey, we got like a bunch of Laffy Taffys. We didn't pay for them. We went to another place. And I got some sodas. And hey, Scary, here's a black coffee. And I sneak some sugar on the side. The way you like it.
Thanks.
Everyone
guess.
Noticing that? She's pretending to like black coffee.
No,
that
I really
makes
like
her seem
black
like
coffee.
A hard hard ass. That's good. We call that business in acting. I understand it. It's very good.
Norm, you wanted to ask the whale something? Let's go back to the headquarters and like...
Let's ditch.
I mean, don't you want to see what your stepdad has to say? Like, it, you know, we all kind of have to...
Hey, oh my God.
This is Scary's dad. Yeah. This is our stepdad. Our stepdad.
It's a pleasure to see you all again. I haven't seen you since you were very small.
You're not seeing me now.
Okay, if you say so, Taylor.
Scary, is he a hologram?
Yeah, he's a hologram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's that's kind of his personality normally, too. It's like the hologram thing. That was an insult, by the way.
We definitely got a lot to tell you, but like maybe you want to learn more from your dad first, or I don't know.
He opens his arms wide to the rest of the class and goes, I'm going to use some more. Everybody, let's go ahead and fingers and ears times for everybody except for the newcomers and Scary and Normal, because I'm just going to say a lot of words that aren't going to make a lot of sense to you. Fingers and ears, quiet time, and everybody does very obediently because he's the nicest sub and everybody loves him. He goes, you are all, I assume, looking for an incursion point, a big pimple from which horrible things come out, yes?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of, we've been doing that.
Yes,
yeah.
So if you would look in my office, and he tries to open the door to the office of the drama teacher, but his hand goes through.
Oh, yeah, allow me.
If you could, yes, thank you. And you open it, and you see that inside is a big pimple that has already popped. And he goes, so, yes, you can see there the incursion point. It is a little too late. It has already happened. And
what came out? This incursion. What?
See, this is great. That's doing research for a role. That's important that you understand. And Hermes is like, I am also here. I have also, I didn't feel the need to plug my ears, so I would be happy to hear any information.
But you felt the need to talk.
Yes. Thank you. There she is. There she is. You know, something tells me that Hermes is going to be the second most popular actor here at Teen High. If you could keep up that kind of behavior. Going for the Oscar this year, Scary? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm about to go for your Oscar if you keep fucking talking.
Nice. Don't throw me with a good time.
Oh, God.
Sorry, continue. Continue.
God, he's like impervious.
Continue, Mr. Stampler. Oh, yes. So something came out, something that is obviously connected to the Doodler. And actually, you know what? Hermie, I know I'm so sorry. You've done a lot of work on your character work. Thank you. For the Joker. Thank you. But I think... it's a little passé. Excuse me? No, it's just, I think we need to be practicing a new play that's a little bit more modern, something that's going to be more appealing to our students and something that can teach all of you a really good lesson. So I'm going to go ahead and hand out these programs real quickly, these scripts. Go ahead and everybody take a script. And he hands out a bunch of different paper scripts. And he goes, this is based on another old license, but this one's a lot more easy to get financially. So you're going to be red, you're going to be yellow, you're going to be blue. Okay, so the play is Among Us. And... you are all going to be playing the role of different members on the crew. So it's written by Samuel Beckett Jr. Jr. And it's very unusual. It's a little bit improvisational. When the play begins, you don't know who's who, which actually matches very well because whatever crawled out of that incursion point has already taken and turned into facsimile of one of you. So at least one of you, if not two of you, or maybe none of you, has been taken by a doodler thing and is a copy. So to explain, meta-wise... I have contacted anywhere between 0, 1, or 2 of the people in this room.
Oh my what? God, no!
Before this session. And I told them that they have been replaced by a doodlerized version. Terry also says, so don't worry, whoever's been replaced by a doodlerized version of themselves, they're safe somewhere. In order to keep the connection, they have to be conscious somewhere, sort of in a weird goopy pod.
Wait, so one of our friends, wait.
Is it like for sure one of us, or could it be like one of the other students in the classroom?
It's definitely one of you five.
Wait, so like if Scary was
if it's
was
anybody,
like,
it might be nobody.
So like if Scary was like this thing, then
or
like there's
you.
Like, okay, fine, let's just put it all on me. If I'm one of those things, then like there's also a link elsewhere that's like actually Link.
Yes, there would be an actually Link in a pod.
So we're all safe.
Yes, you're all alive somewhere. Let's explore that. It's you, Link.
Okay.
It's like your Dark Link.
Your Dark Link.
Oh, no. Would I even know? Because I stole candy.
That's good evidence that it might be you. So here's the thing. The creature, the doodlerized mimic that is possessing you right now, because you're connected to it through a pod, through a little goopy pod, it is psychically connected to you. So it has all of your memories. It knows how you might react to things. And everything that's happening to it right now, your original body can hear and understand and will remember later on.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so what happens if it was zero?
So here's what we're going to do.
Wait, what happens if it's zero of us?
If it's zero of you,
how do we win?
Then perhaps we've found an interesting little story about the ways that paranoia can make us turn on one another. So here's what I did. I assigned numbers to each of you. I rolled a D6 and I assigned 1 was Taylor, 2 was Link, 3 was Norm, 4 was Scary, 5 was Hermie, and 6 was nobody. Mm-hmm. And I rolled the dice twice. So if I rolled the same person twice, that just meant it's just that one person. If I rolled twice, got 2 different people, that means 2 of you are things.
So 2 sixes would have to be zero.
2 sixes, there would be nobody at all. But I also did not tell you if anybody else was one of the things.
The way Anthony said that means that he could have definitely contacted somebody.
Well, I'm saying two of you. I would not have.
Yeah, but I'm already playing the metagame, Anthony.
Sure. Right. I'm listening to you. So here's what we're going to do. We're basically going to play an abbreviated version of Werewolf or Audio Among Us for our Zoomer fans who don't know what Werewolf is. Terry says, as somebody who's interested in all of you learning how to lie a little bit better, to find the real truth and then be able to decide what element of that truth you show to each other to hide certain things, there may be a little daddy magic up for grabs here. So if the non-doodlers manage to vote out the doodlerized version of one of you, if there is one, then they will all get an immediate level up with daddy magic. If there is no doodler and you all vote that there is no doodler, all of you get a level up. If you vote incorrectly and vote out the wrong person, if you vent them, as it's referred to in the script, then the person who is doodlerized will get a level up. We are going to do 3 rounds of voting. So hypothetically, if the doodlerized person cannot get voted 3 times, they will get 3 extra levels.
Oh my God.
Do you know who it is?
Is this going to solve the incursion?
No,
if we
I truly do not.
So we got to figure out which one of us or which one of you all is the doodler. And then if we beat them, we'll stop the incursion.
Certainly, yes.
Okay. But how can we know if someone has the sauce?
Regardless of the fact that the doodlerized version of one of you has all the memories and all the abilities to react in certain ways, they are not essentially the same person. There are things that they might do or say or want that are not necessarily in keeping with the person that you know. Just as one might when playing Werewolf or Mafia, the real truth that we're going to find is just once you start really scheming and really zooming in and interrogating one another. So to begin with, any good game of Among Us has a sheriff, and one of you is going to get to have some information on one of the other people. And I rolled before the game to find out which one of you would start as the sheriff. And you can also outvote the sheriff. You can decide somebody else should be sheriff in the next round. But unfortunately, I rolled and it was Hermie, which is me. And I already know who, or if not, as anybody who is. So I'm going to...
So how good an actor are you, Anthony? That's the question.
Yeah, how good is me? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to
Real quick, speaking out, if we win this, is this going to affect the incursion?
If there is a doodlerized version and you successfully identify them as the doodlerized version, then that person will then be an enemy that you can engage with and try to find like where the person they potted, and you can track them down and defeat them and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Oh no, Anthony, what are you doing?
Hermie's gonna roll a d6 and he's gonna see.
My brain's already shifted. I'm already being like, is Matt already playing the meta game since the beginning? I can't get that question out of my head.
What's also is like, I remember how good Will was at Among Us, and it like
I was terrible at Among Us.
No, when you were like the person, you were really good, and you're smiling.
You're smiling. This is good.
But before we get into this,
attacking me, which makes me think it was Freddy.
Before we get into this,
I hate social deduction games so fucking much. Goddamn.
Hermie says, ladies, please. There's no need for all of us to werewolf out. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be in character anymore. We're not doing that play anymore. I'm so sorry.
Hey, Hermes, I don't know, man. Me and Taylor were like together the whole time with the FBI and like.
Yes, but,
like,
we're that, but like, that was.
Did you guys see either
how much
you
time
because
is passing now?
Scary. Team Huddle. Oh, yo, one sec, guys. Yeah, for sure. All crazy. Right. It's probably Hermie. Scary. We don't know where they went. They just got teleported into our room.
Yeah.
They could have been, maybe their duplicates are still over there, right?
But like,
Taylor's 6'3" tall head is like just above your huddle, just like
slowly rising up in the background.
Duh, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but like, I didn't see you after the debate, I don't think.
Well, I mean, we spent every second together for the last 3 episodes.
If I recall.
Sure.
I heard a pee pattern that sounded very similar to Normal's. So I think you may have split up to go to the bathroom at some point.
That's right.
Yeah. Who knows what happened?
I know, but I just want number one in there. They can't make a copy of me the whole time just from going number one, can they?
I don't know.
Guys, we can't let this already tear us apart. Let me just try something. There's a game that I play with my dad's. It's called Bridge. It's really good at kind of detecting each other. Just do me a favor and I'm going to look each of you in the eye and just tell me if you're an incursion person.
We want timers on the voting round. So I'm going to say you get like 15 minutes per round. Okay. So I'm going to start that now.
I would actually push it even a little faster.
Faster? So 10.
10, yeah.
All right. So Terry Jr. says...
Maybe you just don't want to get interrogated.
Yeah, why do you want the timer to be so fast?
Why try to slow
Terry
down
Jr. says, this is drama. Everyone, take your fingers out of yours, by the way, and just watch this happen. Everybody, 10 minutes on the clock for the first round.
Let me talk to my friends. Okay,
go ahead.
Taylor.
That's Terry.
That's Terry. We sound the same.
Oh, Terry,
the
Mr.
teacher
Stabler.
And I understand each other very,
okay,
very well.
Okay, let us students do our thing. Okay. Taylor.
I am not. I am me. I am Taylor.
Okay. Now, Matthew here, Freddie.
Yeah.
Are you the incursion?
I've gotten, no, I've gotten incursion? Shit. Okay. I've not gotten shit.
All right. Normally, right?
It is normally.
Are you the incursion person?
I am not the incursion person.
Okay.
Now,
Matt here.
Fuck you, you paranoid piece of shit. I'm not playing your fucking game. I'm not dancing for you. I'm not being your little puppet, Matt.
Really aggressive. Beth?
You know what? I wish I was the doodler, because then I would be like a cool badass person and not this person's sitting here being fucking interrogated.
But everyone, you are a cool badass person.
Fucking.
There he goes. Did everyone hear that? She's actually, she has a lot of doubts about herself. She's very.
Oh my God.
Very teach. We can use without the meta commentary.
I wish I was the doodler so that I could just crush everybody.
Hey, teach, let her do her process, you
I'm
jerk.
Sorry, I'm just, this is something we relate to in terms of our feelings about it. No, go on.
Maybe what we gotta so do much, is yeah. In the play.
Shut your dick!
Who are you talking to?
The teacher.
There's another really.
his eyes get very wide and he writes your name down on a piece of paper for later.
And I'm
or
flipping him
to.
Off because nothing matters anymore, baby. This is my last day of school, so who cares?
Lesson of the last lesson of another classic play, The Hunger Games. And at the end, they don't play the game and they're like in a throne to eat their berries. How about we just like, we're all gonna have to fight this thing one way or the other as a team.
Yeah.
Let's just hold hands and just believe in all four of us and just whatever. Let's all play this stupid game with these freaking
horses. Or we can get like help or something. Like
yeah,
we can ask
right.
Like the whale who's fucked up.
To the whale.
To the whale.
The teacher's like, well, don't go.
Well, what if
we
do?
Can't leave the classroom? This is part of our process. We're exploring the dramatic space around us.
Nice.
Somebody roll persuasion if you want to. Or deception, or whatever you want.
Got six. But what are they going to do to stop us?
I got a two.
So everybody got bad?
Ooh, I got three.
Okay, great.
I got a two.
So Terry walks in front of the door with his fingers templing, and he goes, I think the magic circle of drama.
Terry.
God damn it.
Get him!
He goes, you're
going
to be right up for this. I'll write you up. I'll have you all get expelled. This is not about The magic circle of drama needs to stay here in this area.
I stop the door. I say, wait. If we let it get out of this room, that means the imposter will be in the school at large. Then who knows what'll happen? It's just like in that play, The Thing. You remember at the end of the play where, like, if The Thing got out and infected the rest of the world, it could change everything? We know for sure that the imposter is in this room. Wait. Once he gets out that door, it could be anywhere. It could be anyone.
Wait a minute. If you're the imposter, if you're the doodler, then maybe you want to be in this room for some reason.
Wait. Who was the one that suggested that we go back to the whale?
It was me.
So now you want to go into our headquarters? Is that what you're trying to do? Maybe the incursion was trying to break into the headquarters.
Freddie speaking here. It is so hard to tell the difference between the Matt's playing the game and fucking with us.
Don't forget that Hermie is president and potentially one of the, potentially also doodlerized.
Hey, Hermie, I forgot to ask you.
Oh, did you now?
Hey, look at me. Eye to eye.
I don't like making eye contact with people while recording this podcast. It's hard for me.
Is it you, Hermie?
No.
Anthony, is it you?
No.
Why was it sexy?
It was sexy.
I didn't mean for it to be. I don't want to get you so horny you forget to do the podcast.
Normal is like, we could go around with if, who, what, when, wherever, all ding dang day long. We need hard evidence. And I walk over to the busted zit.
Okay.
And I want to see if, like, I don't know, there are any gooey zit footsteps going anywhere.
Yeah,
I'm investigating the area.
Nice. Roll investigation, yeah.
Oh, shoe sizes, bro. Shoe sizes.
Ooh, I got a 17.
So with a 17, you can see that whatever crawled out of here walked on 4 feet, hunched over. And you can see the tracks lead from the office of the drama teacher out the door that you came in.
How tall is that door?
And what's an average door for a school? Like 7 feet tall, 6 feet tall? 7 feet tall.
So it walked out the door of the classroom?
It walked out the door of the classroom.
But started
to kidnap somebody or to, you know, to potentially deuterize somebody.
We've got a trail. I say we follow the trail, but everyone keep an eye on each other.
Yeah, we should always do that. We're a team.
Yeah.
So should we,
a suspicious eye now.
Should we potentially all hold hands?
I vote for Hermie.
Well, that seems unfair.
I think we all hold hands and we walk down the hallway and we follow this trail.
So who would like to hold hands with?
I'll hold hands with you, Hermie.
Hermie, ooh, okay.
Wait a second.
What?
I wrap my hand in my shirt and then I hold his hand. I don't know if I touch the bad guy, it'll get
Ooh, good idea. I put both of my hands in my shirt and I grab Hermie's other hand and I grab Taylor's hand.
I put my hands in my shirt too, and I grab whoever's hands.
I guess we're all doing
hands.
This exact shirt move.
So we all shirt walk down shuffle. The hallway yeah. to follow the trail.
So where are we going? Let's follow this.
I don't know. Normal, you said you see a trail.
Yeah, see this trail, this gooey barf trail on the ground. I'm surprised we know that. I mean, the school's so gross most of the time anyway, because stupid Vice Principal Tony Pepperoni doesn't let me clean it because he says it's against labor laws. But you know, whatever. Let's see where it goes. So I follow the trail.
So you walk outside of the classroom to the consternation of Terry Jr. He goes, I'm glad you're all... I guess I'll come with you. So he just walks with you.
The whole class as well, because they've been told to observe our process.
Actually, everybody follow. You know what? Let's move with the scene. Let's be moving. Let's go ahead and experience the energy.
More.
Everybody put on these creepy fuck masks. Okay, so I feel like it is fair that if one of you is doodlerized, that they would want to do something to maybe distract or like fuck up the trail or something like that. And I feel like they should have an excuse to do that, but they also shouldn't have to be like, I'm going to do that, because then you know who they are. So what I would like everybody to do is if you could all close your eyes and roll a die, and then I'm going to just go around and see what everybody's die rolls are. And if if one of the doodlerized people rolled well,
one of them?
Then something will
one of the?
Or, I don't know, or maybe just one or maybe none.
Two people.
Then something will people. Have happened, essentially.
It has to be two people.
One of them is definitely Freddy.
Statistically, it's very likely it's two people. It's not me.
I think it's Freddy, too.
No, it's not me. I do think it's Freddy.
It's for sure Matt. Literally every time I play, it's Matt.
Every time I play, it was Will.
Everybody go ahead and close your eyes, roll your die. I'm going to walk around real quick and see what everybody rolled. Okay. As you are all... holding hands, moving.
We're not technically, we're holding, are you holding shirts.
You're holding
wait
shirts.
A second, I've got three hands holding my shirt.
The other two hands you didn't even see coming.
That was good. I love Jurassic Park.
Even as you're being followed by the entire class that's going like, wow, really interesting technique here. suddenly, the trail stops fucking dead.
God damn it. The trail ends here. Where did it end in front of?
It just ends in the middle of the street, because I'm going to tell you straight up, there was a die roll that was a 20.
There was a 20?
That was a natural 20. There is no trace of where this fucking thing went. And now we are at the end of round one.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by MeUndies. Yarr! They're driving me nuts.
Steal your booty! We're pirates!
Hey, speaking of things coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the Contoured Pouch and Ball Caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
Finally.
I hate it when my testicles merge into one. Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough, brave enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things
Imagine if the only bras that were around were sports bras. No, that's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
but
are.
But finally, they've given us
Beth.
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely
wrong. I have no opinion on the bras.
MeUndies going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies that's haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to. By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints.
You don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for everybody, but... they also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little like a bedroom
hoodie
pants.
Is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all-day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Blue Nile.
There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Apologies. Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. 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 But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out that little...
Hold on, let me finish the sentence.
That unmistakable little box.
Close one. Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, if you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
Experts on hand, like, can't you get pregnant the first time? Is it, how many days after a period? Is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Can you still get if pregnant?
These are all great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post-shop, post-talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
And I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? And he's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up and I said,
"Is this good?"
Like,
you know that good
and
is probably.
Will, we did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, me and Anthony are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always
boys
do."
Are hanging out.
The diamond
and
dogs.
Will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you're on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful. What were you ordering?
That's right. Yeah. That's
what were you ordering?
I was shopping
Will?
On BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry, and more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to vote for one person to get rid of, and you will be informed if all of the imposters are gone, having gotten rid of that person. If there are any imposters remaining at all,
is this a binding vote? Like they're out? If they're out,
it just means that the doodlerized person or persons get an extra.
Look, let's vote for Hermie. Let's vote for Hermie first.
Why?
Because there's just as much chance as Hermie.
Yeah, metagaming, worst case scenario, Hermie levels up. Who fucking cares?
I was like on your side until right then.
Why would you vote for somebody else? I mean, I think it's definitely one of us. I think it's probably Freddie, but like, I'm just saying as a group.
I'm going to go 3-2-1 and you're going to point at who you're voting for, and majority rules that person's voted out. They still get to talk, they still get to accuse.
Okay.
Right.
Everybody, fingers up. 3-2-1. There are...
I'm voting for no one.
Will's holding a zero up. Everybody else is pointing at me. I pointed at Freddie. I, Hermie the Unworthy, pointed at Freddie. Hermie goes, I guess I'm not as good an actor as I thought when it comes to telling the truth, because the truth is I am not a doodler thingy. What was the one thing that you saw was that the steps led out of the drama club where I have been the entire time.
Why would it leave
the drama club to kidnap somebody who was already there? You buffoons. Philistines.
Hermie, I just want you to know I didn't vote for you because I can't believe it was any of you.
Hermie, I just want you guys.
So no, if you like, I would know if my friends were my friends. I don't even know who I am anymore. So if you're telling me I can't trust who I am and I can't trust who you are, what can I trust anymore? I gotta trust in something and I'm trusting this team. I'm zero all the way.
So we got 7 minutes and 30 seconds.
Hermie,
I want you
to know that I voted for you because I think you're a little fucking butthole.
In the words of Shakespeare's sonnet number 52, it takes one to know one.
Hermie, I voted for you because like these are my three really good friends.
Anybody,
I don't really know you. And like, I don't know, there was no consequence for voting for you. So like,
well, it means that somebody else got potentially some levels, but whatever. Terry Jr. says, this is great. We're learning a lot about each other. So you have 7 minutes left for the second round. Go ahead and keep talking. Go ahead.
Beth, are you?
I am not. And I'm Matt came very out hard. Fucking suspicious
I just want
of
point
you,
out,
by
no,
the
no,
way.
I just want to point out that Matt's been saying nonstop that I came at him hard. I haven't come at anybody. I haven't said shit. So he is immediately throwing me under the bus.
Thing I said, like to, the first thing you
Matt
said was, oh
really
my.
Really made me suspicious with the move with
why,
the Hermie.
Why with the Hermie?
Because if he was one, he would point to anyone else. He would try and direct the vote.
The reason I did is because it doesn't matter if we do Hermie. But also, like, if Anthony was one of the characters, I mean, what would Anthony do? Anthony's not going to be like, oh, I'm very suspicious. Like, I'm
Oh,
Hermie.
Wait.
And Frey, just so you know, if you're not the thing, but the reason you came out here is the first thing that happened before we were even, like, in the realm of life.
This is hell. This is why we don't play with this guy.
Let me finish. Well, it's hell because you're one of the guys. The only reason I said you came out hard is because before Anthony even explained that we were doing the whole mafia thing, the first thing you did was, oh my God, I'm already thinking Matt's the person. That was the first thing that I said, even before the rules.
I would like to make a request that you keep the remainder of the argument in character as much
Thank
as you,
you.
Can.
Okay, yeah, that makes okay. sense. That makes sense.
Well, character, I think, zero,
everyone,
all of us.
Stand back, and I cast Detect Good and Evil.
Okay.
What's your spell called? Because I have Divine Sense. What's yours?
It's literally called Detect Good and Evil.
No, yeah, I'm gonna cast Divine Sense.
And I want to see if anyone's giving off evil auras.
I hope I'm giving off evil auras, but not
Scary,
really.
Scary, you know, I think just meeting your stepdad, I feel like I'm getting a better picture of who you are.
Yeah, a lot of stuff's starting to make sense. Come into focus, so to speak.
That's not even true.
You know, I like you for who you are, like, just anyway.
You have no idea who I am.
Well, then
nobody
cool.
does.
Yeah, that's cool as
hell. I just like even the tip of the iceberg that I see, and I'm sure the rest is great, too. I just want you to know that.
So what I'm going to say is, both Divine Sense and Detect Good and Evil are going to allow you to know how many there are.
Oh, it's got me, too.
How about that?
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Well,
there's one. That means it's one of it's us. One of I us. Mean, one of you.
You just said us.
I mean, one of us, yeah, the four I mean, of us. Four but, of us. You know, yes, one of us. You, because it's not
okay.
me.
Look.
Wait a minute.
What?
Link, why did you want to steal those Laffy
yeah,
Taffys, man?
Yeah, Link, that's
Link,
real Steve, out of character.
You stole Laffy Taffys?
Yeah, why,
yeah,
man?
So, because,
and
man,
now nobody's laughing.
My whole life has been, like, you know, doing what my dad said and, like, believing, like, the adults know what they're talking about, but, like, look, like, Miss Hale's useless, my dads are useless, my dad killed people, and then, like, the FBI wasn't even the FBI and they tried to kill us, and I don't know, just, like, I just wanted a Laffy Taffy, and, like, normally I'd be like, that's not my Laffy Taffy, I don't have money for it, I gotta save up for that, but, like, why do I have to save up for that? I don't know, I just wanted to eat it, and then I felt bad afterwards. I didn't even, right, I gave you, you ate it.
That's right, I ate it, and it was delicious.
You ate the stolen Laffy? Oh,
you
yeah,
ate,
it makes sense.
Yeah, no, that checks out.
I don't know how to figure this out. What do we do?
Terry Jr. says, perhaps talking about your desires, your motivations, your feelings.
Oh, God.
Maybe if we all kind of spill our guts a little bit, it'll expose some critical flaw. Taylor, why don't you start? Why don't you share a little bit?
Well, I met my dad, you guys.
Yeah, you met your dad? How did you feel about that?
It was pretty wild. And it was pretty jacked up. It hasn't been seen my whole life. And then he came back to tell me that I was right the whole time. I am the chosen one, and I need to disappear from my life. Henceforth, this will be my last day in school, and the rest of you, this will be the last time we hang out together, because
so
it's a life of hiding.
So you've got
hiding.
Nothing to lose by never seeing us again.
Well, I'm supposed to go into a solitary life of the Ronin, a life of hiding, drifting amongst the crowds, almost like Richon, the anime superhero.
Are you gonna leave us?
I put my hand on Link's shoulder. It's not that I want to, my friend, but I have to. And you'll have to all probably come with me, too, because if I'm going out on the run, they're going to come after you next. I'm afraid that...
All right.
What?
I'm feeling...
I had more monologue.
Okay. We only have a couple of minutes, though, but so...
I got more. Just sort of put a pin in that one, everyone.
The thing knows exactly who we are, though. Like, so act just like us. That's, like, my only... I'm not to say, like, I, you know, it's great that we all discuss our feelings. We can do that, but, like... The zit, like, you know, why don't we just all, like, put our faces really close? Because, like, if you are from that zit, it's probably not gross. Whereas, like, me, like, I'd throw up if I get too close to it. Like, maybe we all just, like...
You want us to all put our faces near
oh,
the
no.
zit.
Yeah.
Just, like, the thing, you know? Like, I'm just trying to think
Wait,
of, like...
Wait, no, you're right. Because I bet that if we eat the zit juice, it'll taste really gross.
Oh,
and
no.
The one who it doesn't taste gross for, maybe they'll... Barf? Is
I'll
that
do,
what you're
okay,
saying?
Let's all eat the zit juice.
No!
No,
no,
wait.
You're just trying to make us all doodlerized.
No, that's not how that works.
Yeah,
how do you know
you,
how it works? Look,
if
we all eat the zit juice.
If it gets in your mouth.
A normal person would throw up.
This is disgusting.
I'm
not
I'm
doing
walking,
it.
I'm walking to eat the zit juice.
I'm not doing
I
this
walk
shit.
And I put my finger in it and I lick the juice.
Okay, roll constitution.
11.
Are you trying to throw up or
are you
not?
Trying to keep it down or trying to throw it up?
You're just trying to see what
will happen.
I'm saying that as a person who's not the incursion person, I think if I ate zit juice, it'd make me throw up.
Okay, so yeah, you put it in your mouth and with an 11, it's all over you.
Oh, God.
The time is up now.
That's the worst thing I've ever tasted.
Time is up now. Terry is like, this is great. Look how dedicated this man is to his role. Now it is time to vote once again. Also, I think you actually have everything you need for Code Purple, so good for all of you.
Wait, what?
But yes, it's time to vote. Go ahead and vote.
Wait, we can save our dads right now? What are you talking about?
We'll talk about it after the show.
No, but that's the only thing that... Okay.
That'll be the epilogue.
Let's just get through this then. Let's just do this.
Fingers up.
I look at Lincoln's barf to see if there's Laffy Taffy in it.
There's not. I didn't eat any.
Shit, that's wrong, damn it!
Bro, you almost had it, dude. You almost had such a fucking galaxy brain. Dude, nice try, bro.
That would have been good. All right, sorry.
You see?
Guys,
sorry.
Okay, well, what, right. None of you ate the zit juice before we voted? Just don't vote
just
for anybody
you.
Yet.
All right.
Don't get rid of any of our
fingers
friends.
Up, please. 3, 2, 1, vote. Why are you pointing at me?
Because I don't want to...
I'm out. You cannot point at me anymore. Hermie is like, what are you doing?
I wasn't sure if you couldn't vote.
Lincoln, why are you obsessed with me, Lincoln? Is there something you want to tell me, Lincoln?
Because it can't hurt you if you already voted out.
Everybody vote again. Point out who you voted for.
I didn't vote for anybody.
Can you vote for
zero?
I vote
for nobody.
Yes, you can vote.
You can vote for zero. Yes, you can vote for zero.
You can vote for zero.
Okay, zero.
I voted for...
Scary voted for...
Freddy. Scary's pointing at Taylor.
Scary?
But why?
I don't think you're Taylor.
Why don't you think he's Taylor? But why doesn't she think you're you?
What's going on? Why?
There's just the feeling I get that you're not telling me the truth.
I can't believe I'm me. I'm Taylor. I've been Taylor this whole time.
Terry, you just gotta walk over to Hermie. It's not a big deal. Like
Hermie puts his arm around you and says, it's okay. They'll come around. They'll learn the value that we bring to this group dynamic sooner or later. But all of you are once again
They were supposed
incorrect.
To be my sidekicks.
Oh, well. Looks like they've unionized.
Then what am I without the design kicks?
Wait,
well,
can I take my vote back?
If you're looking for a new sidekick, I think I might know someone for the job.
Yeah, are you referring to yourself, Hermie?
Maybe.
And you're not like totally peeved that I voted for you in round one?
Bygones and bygones, my friend.
Oh, hell yeah, my new dude. And I fucking predator high five Hermie, my new best friend.
Ow.
I squat down and look at the barf?
So just so you know, we're in the final round and this is going to be 5 minutes only.
Okay.
Just each of you, you two, especially you, Scary, I'm not saying it's your fault that you voted for, like, just,
no,
can
it's
you
like
eat the
my
barf?
Fault.
Eat the zit juice. It's just gross.
What? This is, what the fuck are you talking about, Matt?
I did. Freddy,
so
you're
gross.
Dead now. Hey.
Nobody's dead.
Wait.
He's just in the classroom.
Can we find out if Freddy was...
Yeah, the game is still going, which means that it was not Freddy. It was not
so
Taylor.
It's one of you two.
Terry Jr. says, no, it was not. It was not Taylor.
Okay, just explain to me the logic as your characters why, like, the incursion person would probably not throw up if they ate zit juice. If you guys think that's weird, then that's fine.
What would stop the person from just throwing up?
Yeah.
Can you just throw up on... Bleh. Can you throw up? Yeah, without putting your finger in your mouth, just throw up. What do you mean? Who throws up on command?
Well, to be fair, the way you described it was that you put pus on your finger, put your finger in your mouth, and then threw up. That
doesn't
teach
you
anything.
Yeah, because it's disgusting.
Anything.
So, I didn't. Did you watch?
You could have staged
it. Okay, here. I take some and I drip it into my mouth. So my fingers are near it.
Roll constitution again.
Do I want high if I want to throw up? Well, no.
If it's high, you won't throw up.
Oh,
and I'm mentally putting a bonus in if you are deutherized.
Okay, I got 15.
You don't throw up.
Whoa,
what are we supposed to make of that?
I don't know,
Maybe
man.
You're trying to get rid of the evidence.
Look, it's really weird to me that neither of you, I just did this twice for us because I care about us as a group and one of you is like not my friend anymore, so just can't either of you do it?
Anyway, he was acting real fucking strange, my man. I'm trying to hurt me.
Scary. Do you regret voting for Taylor?
Well, kind of now that I figured out he wasn't the doodler, so, but I still had a weird feeling about him. I have a weird feeling about...
Ladies, get used to that metal. Weird feeling about
So it's metal to like, why won't you just take a thing of zit juice?
I think he's working really hard to convince us that the zit juice is something we should eat. I think we're getting kind of gaslit here into doing something that...
Okay, to be clear, just...
How do you know that the zit juice doesn't make you the thing?
Okay, then please come up with another... We only have so many minutes.
You
know, like,
don't do a COVID-70 test by licking a big pile of COVID-70 and then vomiting.
You said you hated this. I'm the only person trying to... Then come up with it here. I'll be quiet. Come up with another solution. Then I'm the only one who came up with a plan. So
are there
security
cameras in the school?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to...
Because we're in future hell, America.
These cameras have been recording 24/7. Maybe we can see something on the school security footage to figure out what happened with the doodler. Like, wait, there's a camera pointed at that room. We'll see the thing come out of it.
Potentially, yeah.
How do I
but
do that?
But then we're just going to see it go to where the trail stopped anyways.
But that was sabotage.
What?
It was sabotage.
I gotta vote for one of you at this point.
You could head to the. You could head to the.
Scary's quiet, and you're not. Neither of you want to do the plan. So like, my own thoughts, both of you.
It's gross.
Yeah, of course it's gross. The fact that you think it's gross is making me feel like maybe it's you.
I think he's doodler eyes. I'm just throwing it out here.
I'm going to go to the off. Everyone, follow me, and if you want to figure this out, right? This seems like a plan.
Wait,
what's wrong with looking at the security footage? That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry, Normal. I'm going to try to shove Zit juice into Normal's mouth.
Wow.
It's so him!
It's not me.
I'm literally the only person trying to do something.
Roll opposed strength checks. Opposed strength.
I'm the only person trying to freaking figure it out.
I just can't
roll,
believe
both of you roll strength and then compare the numbers.
I thought it was you, but now I'm...
I got a seven.
I got an eight.
Okay, so you both of you weakly slap at each other.
Like, now what are you doing?
And it barely just drips into your mouth, just a little bit of in your mouth. Go ahead and roll a constitution.
I got a 12.
Okay, so with a 12, you vomit.
I barf in your face. I say, okay. Are you happy now?
Oh, this is gonna, okay, really quick. Did it turn into an incursion person? No, so like whatever I was doing was not some weird thing to make you an incursion person. I'm just trying to see if you threw up. Do you understand? Like if this was some other plan to get you Zit juice, that would be the thing, but nothing happened.
I mean, it still seems pretty rowdy, dude.
It is rowdy, but like I'm scared.
Well, then can we please just go check the freaking security footage? I'm just your thing.
Okay, I'll do your thing.
Okay. So you show up at the office and Pepperoni Tony is sitting at the front desk of the office going, I can't believe I have to be the fucking office receptionist too because everybody's quit. Whoa, there's a lot of you. What's going on? Why is there a field trip today? Hello, everyone.
Tony Pepperoni, this is school emergency. I need to look at the security camera.
Go ahead and roll something. Persuasion.
I got a 22.
Wow.
22. He goes, oh, of course.
There's an immediate prank emergency. I think someone wrote Tony Pepperoni sucks. And
I don't
gets,
suck. What?
Gets cut by
and neighbor. He just, he Vince McMahon walks to the surveillance cam room. And you can see a blur coming out of the theater department. He's switching between the different, he goes, where the fuck is that graffiti of me? I don't suck at all. simultaneously, you can see Normal and Scary are leaving the debate room. And then around the similar time, like a couple minutes later, you see Link and Taylor pulling up in the pussy wagon in the driveway.
Yeah, that's our new ride.
Pepperoni, he's like, what is that? That is inappropriate.
That's my new ride, motherfucker.
That's your detention. 100 detention. That's completely inappropriate.
This is my last day. I'm putting in my 8 hours of notice.
That's not how this works.
I just came back because it was a pizza day.
You see the blur.
Good school sort watch.
Of look to its left and look to its right. And to its left are Normal and Scary, and to its right are Link and Taylor in the parking lot. And it looks and it hesitates for a second and it heads to the left towards Normal and Scary. Now,
oh, no,
put your fingers up.
Oh my god,
I'm going
it's
to count down from
it's,
three.
It's Matt is
back. Matt is the deciding
there's no way it's not bad.
Holy shit,
three.
Will and Beth will vote for each other. Matt is the deciding vote.
3, 2, 1, vote. Link votes for Scary. So Terry Jr. puts his hands to his chin and
I don't
says,
trust Will, but I'm just taking this from the vomit thing.
And he says, I think we've learned a lot here today.
Oh, no.
I do. So I wanted to say that I'm very, very proud of all of you.
Oh, my God.
I'm
Scary,
proud.
If you actually are in there, I get why you find him annoying now.
I'm not usually like this. I'm also being messed up by doodler stuff. This is the way I can connect and maintain some sort of sanity as it's being slowly sapped away by the world that I'm in. I just want you to know, Scary, that I love you very, very much. If you can hear me in there.
I just want you to know that I'm not like the other girls.
And in that moment, Scary splits open down the middle like a zipper.
Where
and inside
is,
a writhing tentacle mass of horror and saliva and slime. There's just...
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies that we sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right.
It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Trailer voices were Tim Wells and Amanda Shuckman. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxine Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Totax Wilder provided the name we used in this episode. Some of the fine patrons who support our show are people with names like Carowin, Emily Scott, Michael Cash, Kiefer Malweir, Andrew Strother, Albert Treat, Saturn Sagal, Isaiah, Karen McLeod, Brian Erickson, Kinson Jenkins, Jordan Rolston, Brian Genera, Savvy Hannah Kohai, Ezra Eels, Corey Richardson, Andrew Cox, and Emily Stothard. You can directly support the show and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. You can also get Sons and Sons Ability Episode 3, the finale, which is coming out later on this month, the thrilling conclusion to our Regency-era madcap comedy romance one-shot that released on our Patreon as a stretch goal. Here's a little audio snippet to convince you it's funny and that you want to listen to it.
Wario, you're being summoned.
Didn't Wario die?
Wait, Wario yes. fucking guy.
Unless.
Oh, he died. Sorry.
Well.
Unless.
Unless. Oh, I forgot that you were okay.
No. No, that's not what I was looking at you for.
You can support the show starting at just $5 a month and in return receive hours and hours of bonus content. There's rap albums. There's live shows. There's one-shot campaigns. There's more bonus content than you can even shake a stick at. So take whatever sticks you have to shake at things and bring them over to patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. You can support the show in other ways too, by the way. We have merch at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our website is at dungeonsanddaddies.com. Twitter, Dungeons and Dads. Subreddit, Dungeons and Daddies. Next episode is coming out Tuesday, June 28th. We will see you then. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
No, I'm not sorry I didn't ask your name. I don't care about your name, but I'm kind of curious. What's your name?
I have it written down. Just give me 2 seconds.
That's a weird thing.
I thought that was funny.